due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
They do not love you anymore, John. Can't you feel it? Brothers, can't you feel it? Do you feel the same that I do? Every time we cross paths, John, I take more of them with me. You and you and you, my brother, and you, my brother, and you, my sisters, they are all coming with me.
But he doesn't have some Jimmy Valley professional wrestlers. Tell all my people, all my brothers and sisters, don't you dare miss this pain clinic on 1280 WHTK. Woo, let's go!
Time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 26th. Just a couple holidays today. It's Hugging Australian Day, National Pretzel Day, and Richter Scale Day. All right. Also some birthdays today. Former AWA wrestler Jerry Crusher Blackwell would have been 65 today. He passed away at 45 from a car accident. And a man will be in town this Friday. Glenn Jacobs, you might know him better as Kane, is 47 today. Glenn Jacobs is 47 today. Kane, does he look 47? I don't know. Well, we can serenade him when he comes out and sing him happy birthday. Or maybe we'll just serenade him to the Wyatt family theme. Get your clappers ready a week for this Friday coming up. But
can we give him the clap?
No. The
American male style?
Yeah. Well, we could do that. Yeah, we could do that. If we could do it. That'd be great. Wouldn't it be great to see the whole crowd doing that?
American males.
All right. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Dunn's Delight Empire Culver. Come on out tonight to Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road, UFC 172. Rochesterian. That's right. Born and bred here in Rochester. Johnny Bones Jones fights Glover Teixeira for the UFC light heavyweight champion. Starts at 10 p.m., so get there early. It's going to be hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 172. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this before.
Ladies' night.
That's right. If you're a lady, you don't have to pay cover.
Ladies' night.
So for guys, it's $5, but for ladies, you're welcome to join us at the party. And also, we're going to have the Bud and Bud Light girls, as well as the three Olive girls are going to be there tonight, handing out free shots. And we'll have a good time. Everyone will have a good time tonight with all that's going on at UFC 172 at Salvatore's at the garage door. We get to see, I believe this is a record. No, he already broke the record for defenses, so he's just piling on with the most defenses ever for the UFC light heavyweight championship. I'm guessing it may be his last because he's talking about going heavyweight, which would be interesting to see Johnny Bones Jones heavyweight. But I mean, who knows? We'll see. Also, Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play. And our friend Jamie, who brought up plates this morning. And a breakfast plate. Yum, 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 yum.
Nothing better.
Yeah, no, there's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. The nearest Bill Gray's 2. Find the nearest Bill Gray's 2 online at
BillGray's.com.
All right, welcome to the show. Let me introduce the cast and crew real quick. I am the cash man, Richard Rich. I am here with DC Dan Cole. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After this, I'm going out to Buffalo. I'm going to audition to be the new male cheerleaders.
All right. Buffalo, what would they call the male cheerleaders?
The Bills?
The chicken wings.
The Buffalo chips?
I don't know.
That's a good one. We'll have to think of this up during the show.
I think they can film the sequel to the movie The Replacements up in Buffalo now.
Can't wait to see that jiggle test.
Yeah. that's the
one from Simpsons where it just doesn't see.
All right. That,
look at that blubber fly.
The boy who grew up in the show, Danger Boy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to give my a shout-out to Big Thunder's wife, Samantha, who's 24 today.
Wow, Big Thunder, congrats, bro.
He's sending in a text message already this morning.
All right, and we'll talk. I'll tell you how you can do that in just a second. Mark Fantasia, Mr. Super Sub, playing kickball for Clear Channel. What's up, buddy?
Very sore today. Yeah, still.
It's dangerous, kickball. You got to be careful of that.
Even if they're in age.
Yeah, you know.
And I want to say happy birthday to Kane. With that mask, you look younger every day.
Yes. And the mask is back, as they say. And John Crespi is joining us on the mic today. John, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to everything. And, okay, I'll tell you right now, if you want to get a call, us 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. If you're shy, you can text us at that number, and we can read your texts like Big Thunder, who wife is Samantha, is 24 today. You can text us at that, 222-1280. And we got a lot to talk about, but why not start by talking about WWE is in town this week. They're in town this Friday, the house show at the Blue Cross Arena. I think there's still great seats to be had, so definitely, if you haven't, Friday night, what else are you going to do? I mean, we're going to have a blast. We're looking forward to Team House Show. We're going to start grouping Team House Show, right?
Team House Show Assemble.
Yes. Right. So,
or it could be like the big show.
Team House Show, baby. Woo! Yeah. I was going to say, now, Team House Show, you got to start, is it hashtagging your tweets? Team House Show?
Yeah, the tweets that we can see up on the video screen during the show.
Yeah, so when you get there, you'll notice that they put tweets, they put them on the Jumbotron or whatever above the ring.
And you had a live event?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. We were putting some stuff up there we shouldn't have put up, but it was funny, though, because it kept showing up.
Some duck faces.
Yeah, we were taking pictures and all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, Team Out, we're looking forward to it. I got to tell you, folks, if you like WWE, if you like TV shows, okay, save your money and go to the Buffalo May 6th for the SmackDown taping. But, honestly, house shows are much more worth it. You don't get all those big pauses for TV or backstage interviews. You get pretty much action, and you get to see what these wrestlers really can do in the ring, which a lot of times are not really given a chance on TV when all the matches are 4 minutes long. You know, I mean, you see someone like Dolph Ziggler who comes out and just blows you away with his athletic ability out there, and he gets to go a 15-minute match, you know?
Not only that, you get to see their expanded skills in the ring, but they get to let loose a little bit, like you said, because those cameras aren't rolling. Like how at the last house show, I got a dirty look and glare from Kofi Kingston because I didn't take part in his little boom, boom, boom thing. He, like, stared at me and would not move from the turnbuckle until I did it.
That does not top the dirty glare we got from the
Bella Twins.
No, from the Funkadactyls, because we started singing the Bella Twins song.
Because we're singing the Bella Twins theme song.
So should we figure out someone's song this time that could really upset
the Wyatt me? Family. We got to clap along to the Wyatt family. Everybody, you know that Luke Harper's from
John
Rochester.
John Cena sucks.
Yeah, or John Cena.
Taking it back. It's mine.
We can do both of those. But
you need to get a shirt that says John Cena sucks song. I'm taking it back.
Oh, well, let's just say that
since WrestleMania 25,
let's just say,
have the video proof.
Let's welcome Luke Harper back to Rochester by all clapping along to the theme from the Wyatt family. Is that a good idea?
If you're not down with that.
Okay, I mean, that's amongst among the many things you can do, because you can be involved in so many different ways during the show by booing people,
harassing the Miz about the Browns.
Just pick one of the people out, in the ring and start, booing them. Like, Sheamus is going to be here. I automatically am going to boo him continuously.
Give me back my hat.
Yeah. Give me back my kid. No.
Give me back my son.
Yeah. No. But, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's a Friday night in Rochester. What else is going on? Nothing. And you know what? It's a great kickoff to going out later. You get done at 10 or whenever the show ends, you go out and have a few adult pops and, watch the NBA playoffs at some sports bar or something. I don't know. You can do, there's a lot of things you can do. So, but I think I'm looking forward to it immensely because it seems like it's taken forever to get here. But, the last time they were here, our friend Luke Harper was still in, he was in the WWE and they didn't realize that he was from Rochester, or they would have made them probably, we got the Shield.
Now we get both of them.
Yeah, we get Shield and we get
So we get Cena, Shield, the Wyatts. Kane, is Randy Orton coming too?
I'm not sure of the whole lineup yet. I'll look it up while we're in a commercial break. But they've been promoting just the main event, which is John Cena, the Shield, the Wyatts, and Kane. And they also said Sheamus is going to be here.
unfortunately.
Kofi Kingston, too, so we can maybe not do this.
I bet we get some bad news.
I wouldn't mind seeing the new Divas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know bad news is going to be here because we're going to be talking with him sometime this week coming up. If you want to give us a call right now, 222-1280, star 128. Tell us where you're sitting, too. We want to see those. We want to see, you know, I know it's not a TV show, but I still like seeing signs. You know, if you want to bring a sign with the pain clinic, maybe I'll grab some swag and, you know, bring it in with me if they let me bring it in. No. Hand some stuff out.
I'm debating. For the house show, should we just go classic, wear our pain clinic shirts?
Yes.
Or should we maybe dress like the Wyatt family?
You're already halfway there, bro, with a beard.
Could we do that with pain clinic shirts and then just wear Luke Harper-type flannels?
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I got a flannel that
I will
perfect.
Say this. As the fattest member of the group, I am not going to be Bray and wearing white pants. Just not doing it.
No, I guess we can't do it.
I have a shirt just like Luke. It's all stained and everything, just like his. Be perfect.
We get Cesaro. Ooh, we get Big Show.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Big Show.
Big Show had words for us last time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm scared of the Big Show.
We get Rybacksel.
Oh boy,
the Usos.
We got. Didn't we get Rybacksel last time too? So. I think we got him last time. We got. I know we had Ryback. He was definitely out there last time. So,
we've only got like 18 guys listed. So.
And you know what? The best thing too is if you see him in Rochester, you thought they'd have a great show, or if you want to see him next night, they're going to be in Syracuse the next night. So. It's an hour away. I'm thinking about going. If there's some tickets available, I'm definitely going to check it out. We got a call from our buddy Rick from Rochester. Rick, what's happening in Brada? Hey, Rick, you're on the air. Oh, Rick, you got a bad line. Give us a call back. You must have got hooked up with a bad line there. But
I don't know what you're talking about. It's
like Charlie Brown.
That's the best Rick's ever sounded.
He was so quiet.
Exactly.
So they don't have a lineup beyond the main event then? Is that what you're saying, Danger Boy?
They don't really have a lineup. They have included superstars.
You said Cesaro. Did you say Swagger, too?
I did not see Swagger on there. They've got listed Cena, Sheamus, the Wyatts, the Shield. Of course, all three Shield members are listed separately, unlike the Wyatts. Kane, Big Show, Big E, Cesaro, Damian Sandow, Bad News Barrett, the Usos, Cody Rhodes and Goldust, Ryback, Curtis Axel, and Dolph Ziggler.
Maybe we get a triple threat tag team match or something.
Where are the ladies?
Yeah,
no Paige?
Well, if Cena's here, then you know that his girl's going to be here, too, because they ride the bus together.
Yeah, do.
And a little short one. No. That's terrible. That's terrible. But they definitely, I wouldn't be surprised. There'd be some women there, I'm sure. Maybe we'll get Paige. You know, who knows what the tour is right now. I mean, they're going to be in Rochester Friday, Saturday in Syracuse. Sunday, they're going to have the pay-per-view in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Then Monday, they're at Albany. And then Tuesday, they're in Buffalo. So they're pretty much doing a circle around New York. You know, I mean, East Rutherford is kind of barely in Jersey, sort of, you know.
Still Jersey.
It is.
That's why there's only one New York football team.
That's right. Buffalo Bills, for now. But, so they're going to be around here. I'm very excited. I think I might go to the week from tomorrow, go to the Syracuse show. I'd love to go support the guys and see what it's like to be there, you know. But it sounds like a pretty good crew coming.
I'm sure there'll be more people than that, too. That's only 18 people. And 8 of them are in the same match, at least. So.
Might even get some NXT guys.
Maybe. I hope we get Bo again.
Yeah, we got Bo Dallas last time.
I'm a Bo Lever. Maybe we'll get Adam Rose.
Oh, maybe the bunny will come, too.
I hope so. I hope they do don't mess with his entrance. They got to have all those guys come out with him and carry him like they do on NXT, because otherwise it just completely ruins the entire aura.
I was going to say, there is no character without...
Yeah.
It's a total package.
Yeah, it has to happen.
You can't just scrap it all. Out he comes. It's like, the total package. Does he have a metal plate in his elbow?
We can hope.
The question I have is, how long, if we're talking NXT real quick, how long until Sami Zayn or whatever, however you say his name?
Sami Zayn?
Zayn. How long until he comes up, do you think?
From what I've read, hopefully within the next few months or whatnot, I guess he's on the list of the next guys to come up, him and the Ascension, who I hate. And
we established that last week, I think.
And by the way, they're going to have another live NXT show coming up. Is it next week, I think?
It's May 24th, I think.
I'm going to try Rick one more time here. I'm scared that our phone lines aren't going to be working. Rick, are you there, bro?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I hear you, unfortunately. No, go. We're doing great, brother. What's up with you?
What's going on? A poor way of trying to repackage Bo Daniels.
No, Bo Daniels.
Or what's
Cephas? Bo Jangles?
Bo knows. Bo Jackson.
Bo Dallas has been doing this gimmick in NXT since he went back down there after his last little short run in WWE.
Yeah.
After he eliminated Matthews Barrett from the Royal
Rumble.
Yes. Why did they sweet package him? Wasn't ready to be called up quite yet?
Well, he didn't really have a character yet.
He was at the last house show here in Rochester back in October.
Doing the same exact stick he's doing right now.
Yeah, and he had the heavyweight title, the NXT heavyweight title with him when he was here.
Okay, now, another thing, I'd like to see Paige try to get aligned with Bad News Bears from England.
Sure. Well, and that was Sheamus. He's from over there, too.
Well, England and Ireland don't usually have the best reputation of being friends. They do have similar skin tone, though.
Is that it, Rick?
No. One more thing.
Hey, Rick, wait. First of all, are you coming to the house show Friday?
Possibility. They might make an appearance.
That's not a definite cut.
So basically, you're going to be outside getting autographs, and then you're going to leave.
I might make my presence felt. You never know.
Oh, yeah. You'll know when the Rick's there.
And one more thing, man, and I appreciate it, is I think this Evolution versus Shield thing is good move, but I think the Shield will definitely Evolution will put them over.
I think Evolution's a temporary thing, and it's just there to break up the Shield eventually. Because I don't think they brought Batista back to tag with Randy Orton and Triple H.
Well, the rumor is that Batista's taking some time off after Extreme Rules, so it'll be interesting to see
really?
What happens.
Yeah,
they're going to take him out.
He's
got to
promote. Well, he's going to take some time off, and he's got to promote Guardians of the Galaxy. Which doesn't come out to August, which is weird. But
although then there's the other rumor that Ric Flair's coming back this week.
He will be back this week. And by the way, Rick, it's your phone. It's not because the next guy's going to be much louder than you. Okay, bro.
That's depressing.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want Ric Flair.
No. Okay. We got Norm from Farmington. What's up, Norm?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm taking my 6-year-old to his first WWE event in Rochester.
That's awesome. Nice.
And he wants to make a sign. Any chance Daniel Bryan's going to be there?
I don't think so.
He is not listed.
No,
he's right
not.
Now.
John Cena will be, though. And John Cena, is he a John Cena fan?
We have a love-hate relationship with John Cena, to tell you the truth.
I have a hate-hate relationship, so yours is better.
Does your kid hate him and you love him?
No. My son sometimes likes him, sometimes doesn't. I try to coerce him to... be a buzzard with the Wyatt family, but he's not buying it right now.
Good Father man. Of the year right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I know. You get thumbs up from us, that's for
that
sure.
Number one dad mug. Yeah.
And by the way, I have to take that back. I don't hate John Cena. I don't like John Cena.
You hate the character.
But he's good for the business, I'll say that.
Yeah, especially for the kids. You know, he does a lot, you know, with the Make-A-Wish and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we got to figure out what kind of sign we're going to do. We were going to do a yes, 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 and a no, no, no sign, but
have him do he's
not going to be there.
Do you like pain clinic? Do you like the Shield? The Shield seems to be pretty good with the kids nowadays. I have a feeling Fandango is going to show up.
So. I hope so.
Uso signs.
Yeah. It's Fandango.
Fandango.
He likes Paige, the new... Divas champion, but she's not listed yet, is she?
No. I hope she's going to be. I mean, you think about it. Everyone who's going to be on the pay-per-view probably is going to be in Rochester because they're traveling to Syracuse, and then the next day is the pay-per-view. So is Paige on the pay-per-view?
Yeah, she's fighting Tamina.
Tamina. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she was here. You know?
And she loves his daughter.
She loves Tamina.
Well, it is possible.
Yeah. So.
Is there a local show before Rochester? Maybe we can see who's... coming to that show, or
I think Rochester's
the first one.
The Rochester's the first one on that streak of shows. Okay. I think they're doing a SmackDown, and then they got like a Wednesday and a Thursday off, and then they start up in Rochester. So, yeah, that's they're Raw that week is in St. Louis. Did I say? Yeah, it's in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So that's Monday. So they're not going to be anywhere around here before they're here. So I guess we'll get to see. Well, you know, I think we're going to get some previews of the pay-per-view. So some of the matches maybe will be the same from the pay-per-view.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sounds like it's going to be a good show. He's 6 years old. We take him to the local events in Phelps, New York, the Ultimate Wrestling. He loves that. And
well, he'll have a great time. He's going to love it. Yeah. You know what? They really cater to the kids, so he's going to love the show. believe me. I mean, great, I'm a big kid, so they cater to me too. So you know, but hey,
I'm getting they sell the Wyatt's fedora that Bray wears. I want to get one of those.
They just may. I know they have a new Wyatt shirt out now. I saw the new Wyatt shirt. So they who knows? I mean, the merchandise. I think Wyatt's will do real well in this area just because you know Luke's from here. So
are you guys buzzards?
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, you know, we may have that lamb mask on. You never know, you know? You know, but
well, I hope to see you guys at the show then.
Definitely come up and say hi. We'll be decked out in pain clinic shirts, so you'll know us.
Okay.
Thanks
right,
for calling, Norm.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. All right, we got to go to break. We got some other calls coming in. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Well, why not? Why not go to break with? We're going to start practicing our clapping. Ready? Come on, Rochester, do it. See how long they'll do it.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Nothing makes me more proud than watching talent truly succeed. And at the top of the list of guys that I have been proud of, there's no one higher than the Shield.
Abyss, it seems that your services are no longer required at Magnus Enterprises. I'd like to wish you all the best in your future endeavors. You're fired.
Fired? Really? You're gonna fire me, Magnus? You know, Magnus, this, the suits, it was never about the money, Magnus. It was never about financial gain. It was about me having a sense of belonging.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we show a little decorum for what we just witnessed in the ring? The biggest little match in WWE history. But I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Because the fact that all of you applauded that absolute atrocity illustrates your low standards and shows the entire world just how small your brains really are. Thank you very much.
I love that guy.
Hey, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280, and that's all I got to say about that.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, John Crusby, Mark Fantasia, and Danger Boy Manning the Twitter. And we want to thank you for listening. I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 172 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. Yeah, come on out. If you've never tried it before, it's a lot of fun. You get to see tonight, specifically for UFC 172, Rochesterian Johnny Bones Jones fights Glover Teixeira for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. We'll be hosting it. There'll be drink specials all night long. The Bud and Bud Light girls are going to be wandering around giving away free things, as well as the Three Olive girls.
You know what happened last time I saw the Bud and Bud Light girls?
I'm scared. There was a time when we were there.
I got slap bracelet koozie. And I could have not been happier.
A slap bracelet cruiser?
You were going to say you got slapped.
No. We got a bunch of stuff. I have a hat and a t-shirt still. So you guys, free stuff from them. Come on down. Starts at 10 p.m. We'll be there. And it's tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. And also, ladies get in for free. $5 for the guys to come in.
Did you hear that, Mark?
But ladies get in for free. So you have it's going to be like ladies' night. It'll be ladies' night at Salvatore's at the garage door as we watch UFC 172. Let's get back to what we are talking about. Our good friend Rashawn is on the phone. Rashawn, what is happening with you today, brother?
Good morning, guys. I got a couple little comments, but I got to start with a little gripe with you, Rich. I got a little gripe.
Go ahead. It's always good. You know what? To make that sandwich, you're going to start with a gripe, and then you have a positive thought.
Well, I got a couple good positive things, but first off, my gripe is a couple weeks ago I called in and said, you know, the Adam Rose character looks just like the character from Get Him to the Greek. you guys like had a blank sound, like nobody knew what I was talking about.
No, it's
the same comment last week.
It was obvious. It was. I mean, you're speaking the obvious. And so from this very second the guy talked, it's like, and you're talking, you know, we're agreeing with you. You know, I mean, it was, believe me, there's, I don't know how anybody would say that's not freaking Russell Brand from,
yeah,
you know, or even Saving Sarah Marshall. But I can't watch that movie because the dude from, what's that TV show that just ended?
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. Jason Segel has to have three frontless.
Are you not comfortable with full frontal male nudity?
I don't understand why they need it for that movie.
I got a surprise for you.
It's a terrible, terrible scene in the movie. But nevertheless, he was in that movie first anyways. But no, yeah, okay, I'll let you have a gripe against us, even though I think that none of us disagreed with you. But go ahead.
I'm just saying I wanted my credit, that's all. So now I got it, I'm good now.
Credited.
But,
you are credited. Bing, bing, 25.
All right, now, one little question. Where is James Mitchell, and if TNA just didn't miss an opportunity to bring him back on TV if they wanted to? What do you think on that one?
I love James Mitchell. He was a guy. You know what's funny is that when TNA first started, James Mitchell used to call me up in the middle of the week and ask me what I thought of the TV show. And it had nothing to do with him coming on the air with us or anything. He just said, I really want your guts, what you feel about the TV show. And I used to tell him, and it's like, I love James Mitchell. I mean, he was a lot of fun when he was on the show a couple times. I think the last time he was on, he said that he got mistaken for a Klingon at a hotel in Las Vegas.
he was also telling us that he did professional karaoke.
He does professional. He has another full-time gig, and he does do professional karaoke. But he said that there was a Star Trek convention, and they thought he was a Klingon.
You know? I love it. And my last comment is just an observation I made with WWE lately. Am I the only person that notices that the best matches with the Usos involve Roman Reigns? And yes, I'm aware it's their family, but I just know those are the best matches to watch, always have Roman Reigns against the Usos in some form or fashion.
Roman Reigns, if he has short hair, don't you think he'd look exactly like The Rock? I mean, they all look like The Rock. Yeah. Usos look like The Rock. They're all family.
It's probably good the Usos don't look like their father.
No, yeah. I look at them and I say, wow, it looks like a young Rock.
He's a
every
bad
time.
Man.
And Roman Reigns was I remember when he was playing football, he was like a highly touted high school football player, and he played, I think, played for Georgia.
Yeah, he went to UGA.
Yeah, I know. He got hurt, and he never made it in the NFL and went to the Canadian Football League. But, I mean, I've heard about this guy for years before he ever showed up in wrestling because we had really good connection with those guys down in Allentown. That's where the Samoans training school was in WXW wrestling. And so we went down there for one show where we got to meet all those guys, you know, when they were just little kids. So it was really pretty cool. But, the thing is, I think Roman Reigns is, and people are going to hate me for this. I don't think he's that great in the ring. I mean, he does a Superman punch and it looks real good when you see it from the right angle, and he does the spear very well. But beyond that, I mean, the other guys in the Shield are way better technicians in the ring. And I mean, you know, they don't need, and maybe they said, you're just wrestling power. You don't need to do like the walking the ropes and stuff. But I'm not sold on him.
Seriously, Rich, how many multi-dimensional characters has WWE produced in the last few years that are homegrown? The independent guys are multidimensional, but the homegrown guys, they're not multidimensional.
And
they want them to fit one character and stay in that mold and work it like that. That's why John Cena only has like six moves, and he adds one new move every 2 years.
The five moves of doom. Yeah, I agree to a certain extent, but I mean, and these guys can do a lot more, and they're actually probably. I mean, look at Luke Harper. I mean, some of the matches he had with Punk earlier this year and last year, where he was diving out of the ring at 6'8". I mean, don't you think they would stop somebody from doing something like that if they wanted to limit them? You know, some of the.
I mean, he's an independent guy. He's not a homegrown guy. I mean, look at Bray Wyatt in ring stuff. All he does is he does a lot more salesmanship than actual wrestling in the ring. And like I said, he's a homegrown guy. You know, he's not one of those guys that toured the independents for years before they finally made it to the big brother WWE.
Well, that's how it's going to be from now on, I think. I think if anyone has any potential, they immediately go down to Orlando and they try him out there. And I think a lot of people, like if you listen to Stone Cold Steve Austin talk, he says that's a disadvantage. You guys aren't going moving around and working
they
other
don't
people.
Learn crowd control.
Yeah, they don't understand how to get the feel for the crowd. That's what Ric Flair is best known for, is how to work the crowd while he's having a match. You know,
I mean, like I said, it's just like I said, those independent guys. I guess that they're safety net. They've been doing it professionally for so long, and they know that these guys know how to do all the stuff in the ring, so they let them showcase a little bit more. But these homegrown guys, man, it's like a freaking farm. They're just, you know, it's worse than the power plant.
Yeah, but
they're just farming them out.
I've heard stories before of people telling the Big Show he can't do things that he can do. That he wasn't homegrown.
When he was in
WWE, he could do a moonsault, and they told him do not do it. They said that's not the kind of character.
If you look it up online, there's a match with him taking on Mr. Perfect from Nitro, back in like '97, and he takes a perfect plex.
Yeah,
and he was only like 330 pounds at the time too.
You know, so there's
I remember that one actually. I remember seeing that live, but I mean. And, I mean, you're talking about these guys that are homegrown, too. I mean, Brock Lesnar, the infamous match that will never go away is when he did the shooting star press and landed on his freaking head.
Yeah, and that's probably why they don't allow stuff like that anymore.
He also hit that down in OVW multiple times perfectly.
You know, that's the thing is that nobody does that anymore. The only one who was doing it was what's his name?
Evan Bourne. He hasn't wrestled in 2 years.
Yeah, he got hurt. But the thing is they wouldn't let Billy Kidman do it because he hurt somebody.
He kept hitting the ropes, too.
Yeah, they wouldn't let a lot of people do that.
The ropes.
It's just too risky.
Billy Kidman had the best one when he did it. But, yeah, when he hit the ropes, that kind of ended that maneuver.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys they will not let do that. But Brock Lesnar, I mean, I think he called it on the fly. I'm sure they were angry when he landed on his head on that. But it looked good until he landed, you know. But you know,
and I've noticed that the infamous banned heart punch has made its way back in. Nobody's actually calling it, but if you look carefully, a couple guys have been doing the heart punch.
It's not as deadly anymore, though.
Yeah. It used to kill.
You got to learn technique.
Yeah, it used to kill people. So, hey, Rashawn, thanks for calling, brother.
And no problem.
I can't wait to come on next week and tell some stories about what the house show and everything in town. So, but thanks for calling, bro.
And no problem.
All right, 222-1280 Star Trek. And we really got to talk about some issues. Daniel Bryan, real quick. Daniel Bryan, WWE came out Monday and put a post out saying Daniel Bryan's dad died all of a sudden while he was on his honeymoon, and so they needed to explain why he might not be there for a couple days. And so it kind of explains what Kane did in the beginning of Monday Night Raw this past week. We do send our best out to him and his family. It's pretty terrible when someone dies all suddenly unexpected, and that's what happened with his dad.
They did give him permission to go home if he wanted it, and he insisted on doing the show.
Yeah, so so that's kind of explains why. And they might even sell it this week, too. They might even sell what happened to him on Monday this week.
Okay, no, stop.
Stop. Yeah, that's
Stephanie. He sounded like the old, or she sounded like the old ladies at the garage door.
Yeah, that's really.
Viper! King, stop! Stop it!
Stephanie McMahon, it was getting annoying, okay? I'm sorry. And when I hear the replays, all I hear is the replay of the annoyance that bothered me Monday night. So, and why would she care for him to stop? He beat her husband.
Because she now cares that. She's so happy that they got married and they're happy, but the irony that she was holding the championships later.
Mm. Oh, yeah, well, we got to go to break.
Man, heavyweight champion.
All right, 222-1280. I wasn't absolutely sure she was sincere at the very end when she goes, and there's your champion, Daniel Bryan. And this guy's, he's like being gurneyed out of the place. So we got to go to break. Everybody. People still do this.
Stop!
222-1280 Star 12 is number. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Free will has become man's biggest illusion. They promised it to you just in time to take it away again. And what have they left us with? What have we become? Just a nation full of mindless sheep, led by wolves and owned by pigs. But I was thinking, tonight, man, tonight would be what a wonderful night for change. At Extreme Rules, the Shield will step into the ring with the Animal, Batista, with the Viper, Randy Orton, and with the Game, Triple H. For the first time in 10 years, Evolution returns.
You know, I gotta be honest, I'm very surprised at you, Rob Van Dam. The Rob Van Dam that I knew so well would never take such a tainted victory. Quite frankly, sir, I don't know how you can sleep well at night.
Hey, Paul, trust me, I'm going to sleep just fine. Unlike you, my conscience is clear.
I'm Mr. Anderson. Anderson, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Like he said. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with John Crosby, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole. I like mixing up the names. I draw like little lines between you guys. Hey, welcome back to the show. 222-1280 Star 12 is the number. We got a house show coming in on Friday. I hope we have some close encounters that we can talk about next week. Close encounters. And by the way, next week's show, you're going to hear Wade Barrett on with us. He's going to be in town this week, as well as Chris Jericho.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh. At least Chris Jericho better be here, because his band's going to be in town May 8th at the Main Street Armory. I got some tickets to give away next week, too, for the Main Street Armory for Chris Jericho's band Fozzy opening up for...
Hey, you're... No.
You cannot
say it.
You cannot sing that song on the air, but it's Buck Cherry. You guys like Buck Cherry? I know women like Buck Cherry, so it's well worth going if you're into...
And like I said,
it's very telling.
Yes.
And like I said last week, you can go and listen to all their greatest hits.
Yeah, all the greatest hits. Buck Cherry. Buck Cherry has
I heard
a couple
their
songs.
Hit on the way in today.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did they edit it on the radio? Or were you listening to a CD or something?
No, it was the radio. I didn't really pay attention. I guess I should have.
I can just see all the women when the song comes on. This is so me.
This song's about me.
You crazy bee.
What? No, they say the B word on the radio.
Yeah, you could say that. I know, yeah, almost, but I try not to, attempt to walk the line.
You're crazy saying. Female dog.
Yeah.
Hey, I think, was it Diamond Dallas Page got a little too far a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, he
oh,
did.
Yeah.
He went.
Making breakfast.
Yeah, eating breakfast with us on
as
the
usual.
But yeah, he tends to do that. We wake him up and he comes on.
Let's
but
no, cooking bacon.
So we're gonna have two guests next week. That'll be interesting. Maybe we'll have not get much time to talk about our experiences at the house show, but. Maybe one will bail on us. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I do. If you guys have any questions for Wade Barrett, I'm going to be talking to him this week. You can email him to or go to our Facebook and just post him there, and I'll ask him questions as long as they're good ones. I'm not going to make him sing or not make him say read
Goodnight Moon.
Goodnight Moon, like he did last time we had him on. I didn't do that. Our friend of mine did that, who works over at WHAM. Was pretty cool though. But we got to real quickly. I got to give him some credit this weekend. TNA pay per view. What? Everyone looked at me.
They have a what?
They have a pay-per-view this weekend. It's called Sacrifice. And Eric Young is having a rematch with Magnus in the main event. Then we got Angelina Love versus Madison Rayne for the Knockouts title. Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards versus Robbie E., Jesse Goddards, and Zema Ion, which I don't know if Zema Ion really has much to do with that team except for...
He's the DJ.
I know, but it's terrible.
Terrible is the match between Willow and Kurt Angle versus... EC3 and Rockstar Spud.
Yeah, well,
Willow.
Yeah, you know Willow.
I know.
He looks like he reminds me of the Penguin a little bit from Batman. He walks around with an umbrella, and he has these weird.
Does he waddle?
He has these weird
is
sound
his name
effects.
Cobblepot.
Yeah, he has these. He has these.
Can he run for mayor?
He has these weird sound effects on his
Loves
voice too.
Fish.
Oh my, yeah. So,
oh, wow.
Got Gunner versus Storm in an I Quit match. Bully Ray versus Bobby Roode. And I had a couple opportunities to talk to people this week. Unfortunately, I just couldn't get the time to get away. I know that Eric Young was doing some interviews, and I like Eric Young a lot. You know, he's a really cool dude.
He apparently just announced he has a new show coming on Animal Planet 2 as well. His extreme fishing show.
That's weird. Same time that he's been holding the title.
Yes, perfect timing. It's called perfect timing. You know, and you know what. TNA is also renegotiating their, and they just signed with a new talent agency to renegotiate their TV time. So they may be, you know, either staying where they are or going to a better station soon. So You know, I give them power. You know, this, like Steve Austin says, and I say this too. You know what? We have friends in the business that have to have a job. You know, if they can't work for WWE, where else can they go? It's not a lot of places. So I support all wrestling, and TNA is a big one. And of course, we got Jeff Jarrett coming to town here in just a couple weeks too. He's going to be at the UPW Wrestling's anniversary Anarchy show, and we're going to have him on too. We're going to talk. Hopefully, we'll have his wife on too. That'd be really cool.
In studio?
No. They're flying when we're on the air, he said. Uh-huh. So we'll have to tape it, but maybe I'll throw out people who can give us questions for him too. I mean, he's got this new GFW thing. What's it called? Global Force Wrestling.
Yep.
It's his new company. I'm not sure exactly where they're going, but he's got a lot of people on his side who have money. And TNA is kind of worrying a little bit about it.
He said it's not going to be just wrestling. It's going to be entertainment as well.
Well, I know that he was, believe it or not, and you know, you may think, you know, Johnny come lately about him, but he's been talking about roller derby too. And, you know, I mean, I staked the claim in Rochester. I did this a couple of years ago. So who knows? We'll see where that goes. But let's get some news. Or if you have a comment or a question, 222-1280, star 1280. Hugh Jackman is going to be on Monday Night Raw this week.
Wolverine.
Breaking right. Jaws.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Yeah. Apparently.
Guest host.
Yes, he's going to be guest hosting. And apparently Damian Sandow and Dolph Ziggler have been tweeting words about him.
He's not promoting Real Steel this time, though. So.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, he's doing the X-Men movie, the new Days of Future Past. Which
so he's going to stab Sandow in the face with his claws.
Yeah, it's true. He can be Wolverine this time. Well, I don't know where they're going to go with it, but I like Hugh Jackman, and I think that it's cool that he's coming back. And he knows where the audience to go for what he's doing. So
is he going to come back out with Zack Ryder again?
I hope not.
Who?
Yeah. I can't believe that was 3 years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
When they showed it on Monday.
The bandana and everything.
And he knocked out Ziggler. He already punched him out. So, also, some news. Do you guys watch The Goldbergs? Have you ever watched? I love that show.
It's a great show.
I love that show. It's, you know why? Because I'm a child of the 80s.
Same here. Yep. You know? It's like our Wonder Years.
Yeah, it is. It's big time. And so, but they're going to, Adam Goldberg, the guy who created it. And the best thing about the guy who created it is he has home video of every episode. Every episode he does, he's got home video from when he actually did that same thing that's on the episode.
The Transformers episode was great.
Yeah, they have. Well, nevertheless, he's going to be doing a wrestling specific episode, and it's going to feature. It's going to be a tribute to the Ultimate Warrior, and this is his May 6th episode, so that's next week.
Yeah, they were originally going to do just a wrestling-themed episode, and then he wanted to do a tribute to the Ultimate Warrior after he passed away.
It's one of those shows I find funny. You know, it's like I give everything a chance in the beginning of the season, and I like Jeff Garlin from what's the show called?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, and he thought he was very funny on that. And actually, the mom used to be on Reno 911 too.
His mother.
She was one of the cops on Reno 911, and she's very funny too. So, but the show is very, very funny, and it's very my era. So now you kind of know how old I am. But nevertheless, it's a cool show. So check it out. And they're going to be doing it. It's May 6th show is going to have the Ultimate Warrior tribute on it, which is pretty cool. Some other news. Yeah, you talked about it a little while ago. Batista is going to be taking some time off after the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. He's not currently advertised for any WWE events after that show, including Raw the next night in Albany. And he's not advertised for the big European tour that follows that either in May. What it is that movie Guardians of the Galaxy, which he's in, is now kind of getting ramped up to come out. And he's got to do all the press and everything.
He's doing the press a little early, though.
Yeah, they always do it about. I mean, because you know what? These things have been debuting in Europe a month before they debut in America. Now, you notice, like, Spider-Man's already out. And that's not even coming out until, like, the third week of May.
Spider-Man comes out on Friday.
Oh, is it this Friday?
Yeah.
Oh. But it's already been out already elsewhere. And all the movies, you know, they're coming out in Europe, like, a couple weeks before they come out in America. So, like, Days of Future Past is out, too, already. So we will, you know, so he's going to be doing, like, one of these massive tours. We won't see him for a while, which is not a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't want to see him at all.
You know, is he a part-time player? I don't know.
I also heard he's going to get a nice belly button piercing to match the tattoo.
Oh, yeah. He should cover that up. That's really...
I love watching the old footage of Evolution and how much hair he had on his head.
How much hair they all had.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy.
Except for Flair, he still didn't have
hair. See, Randy Orton is like, you know, his decked out in hair is pretty cool, man.
That's when he was doing the RNN updates.
Yeah, that's right.
When he was actually good.
Oh, I forgot about those RNN updates. I'm at 84%.
So some other news, Hulk Hogan came out this week, and he's going to be in the new Expendables 4 movie, which Expendables 3 hasn't come out yet. But after the Expendables 3 come out, Hogan was going to be part of the Expendables. The Expendables 3 is the one with Ronda Rousey on
yes.
it, too. As well as, who else? There's another lady on it, too. Is it Gina Carano? I can't remember. It's somebody else. They're going to actually make a Spend a Gals movie with all women.
Oh, God.
And that's where the series dies.
And that's where they kill it. Yes, it will be death.
Where Hollywood dies.
222-1280 starts over. We got to take our last break.
Hey, come on. They can still keep making Land Before Time movies. What are they on now, like 37?
Yeah, but those,
still making them?
But those are animated movies. Nobody.
Still looking for tree stars?
Oh, this song is so me.
They made this song for me.
This is totally my song.
222-1280 starts over. We'll be back after these messages.
This is the Monster Abyss from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
All right. Are we practicing?
Someone clap and someone sway. Because swaying is great for radio. Yeah.
We got to do this in unison.
You look
folks.
Great. You folks should see this.
We got to do this in unison, but we're practicing for the house show here in Rochester this Friday. Welcome back, Luke Harper. That's a great sign, too. I know that there's kids out there who hate the Wyatt family. But you know what? Bray Wyatt's not lying when he said that more people are joining in every week as they do the theme. And more people are singing, he's got the whole world in his hands every week.
Ooh, got a great sign. The buzzard is home.
The buzzard is home.
Nah.
Just do me a favor and write it in crayon in your car right before you come into the event.
Yes, it's the hoppa.
Like I did for the last one.
It's the hoppa.
Boo this man. I can't even read your sign, dude.
Or even better, don't make a sign that gets you kicked out.
Yeah, okay. that's a good idea.
Ooh. Folks, if you don't know, we've been talking about it the whole hour. WWE is going to be in Rochester, New York this Friday night at the Blue Cross Arena. Go to bluecrossarena.com if you want to buy tickets. The first house show since October for Rochester. And you know what? We prefer house shows over pay-per-views. You get much more better action. You get more interaction with the wrestlers in the crowd. And Danger Boy, who's going to be coming to town? If this is one of your favorite wrestlers, this is an opportunity to see him. And you know what? If you get there early, you can watch him cross the road in front of you going in the back door with all the other the hounds, all the other autograph hounds.
The Hounds of Justice?
The Hounds of Justice. That's right. So what do we got? Who's coming?
Okay, this is who's listed on WWE.com.
Okay, listen closely, folks.
John Cena, Sheamus, The Wyatts, The Shield, Kane, Big Show, Big E, Cesaro, Damian Sandow, Bad News Barrett, The Usos, Cody Rhodes, Goldust, Ryback, Curtis Axel, and Dolph Ziggler.
For not having Daniel Bryan in there, like your champion, that's a really packed card.
They don't have a second show going on, so I'm assuming that a lot more will be there. Maybe not added to the list.
Well, like I said, there's usually more than a couple matches on these, and eight of those people are in the same match.
Yes. You subtract eight of them and figure out who's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
In so we're probably going to get Cesaro. I'm thinking.
Oh, I said Cesaro.
Oh, I know, but he's going to be wrestling against possibly who he's wrestling at the pay per view.
Is it Swagger?
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been announced yet, but I'm sure Monday it'll come out.
I totally blacked out. Did you say RVD?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no RVD.
Might get a preview to the. What is
the Intercontinental title match?
Yeah. Bad News Barrett versus Big E.
You think it's going to be Bad News Barrett? You don't think Rob Van Dam's going to win
it
that?
It better not
I think
be RVD.
RVD.
No. He's going to go away again another month.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
All right, so that's
my
coming
mind
up.
My is totally clear.
And we hope you guys will be given a chance to call us next week and tell us what you any close encounters you may have had, if you had a good time, if you met us, if we were jerks to you. I apologize in advance.
If we're jerks to you, you probably deserve it.
Yeah, you
know. No.
The beer was flowing like wine.
No. We're decent. We're fun guys. Come up and say hi, I promise.
There's really a text on here that says, be more radio.
Be more radio. What does that mean?
How do you be more radio?
Be more radio.
That's just because of Danny Swain.
12:80 a.m. Welcome back.
Did you all know Daniel Bryan's?
We got a slobber knocker going on.
Now it's time to go to the traffic copter. It's going down.
Sorry, we're just goofing around.
This is why I got out of radio. Yeah.
Let's do some more news before we get out of here. Chris Jericho, his band put out a brand new single called Lights Out. Came out last week. Actually, it comes out this week, but I've already heard it, so it's definitely been out. Hopefully, we'll talk to Chris this week when he comes to Rochester with Buck Cherry on May 8th at the Main Street Armory. We're going to be giving some tickets away. See, we get it. Do you see the news text? Yep, yes, we do. We're screwing around, you know, having fun. That's what, if we don't have fun, I'm not doing the show anymore, okay? So that's how it works, bro. You know, The Rock scheduled to resume filming Fast 7. And apparently I saw some shots. Paul Walker's brothers are actually being his stunt guys. They're gonna digitally put Paul Walker's face on his brother's body.
This is gonna be weird.
Yeah, that's definitely some weird stuff. But that's how they're gonna continue it up.
It's weird enough seeing movies promoted that he's gonna be in there coming out now. And then the fact that they're going to make the rest of the movie.
Yeah, this weekend there's a movie out with Paul Walker.
Hey, Ice Cube got upset. Don't be Ice Cube.
No, but also another thing, this came up in the news a few weeks ago, but Tony Schiavone was seen at the WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut. You know who Tony Schiavone is?
Did they make him crawl through the door?
I remember Tony Schiavone from early WWF days.
Yes, he did. He was there for like a year, I think, and then went back to WCW, but... Danger Boy, when you do. It must be a friend of yours who's been listening.
I have no idea who it is.
Well, we got to get out of here, folks. We're going to next week, Bad News Barrett, as well as Chris Jericho will be joining the show. And if you have a question for either of those guys, please send it to our Facebook page. You can send it to me. I'm the Cash Man, but to tweet it to me at the Cash Man. We have a website, feelthepain.net, thepainclinic.net. You can hear every one of our past shows. You can also you can tweet us any questions you would like to get to Chris Jericho or to Wade Barrett. I couldn't call him Wade. He's bad news now. And I want to thank you guys for listening this week. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, John Crespi. And thank you, Danger Boy, for all making it down to the show. And one last thing, please come out to the house show Friday. It's this Friday, May 2nd. We're going to be all there in force.
And if you're a fan of TV shows, the only way to get more TV here is to have great house show attendance.
And we had great house show attendance last time.
Team house show, baby.
All right. That's how we should make the calls today come through. But also tonight, UFC 172 at Salvatore's at the garage door. Come hang out with us. Watch Johnny Bones Jones, Rochester's own, defend his title against Glover Teixeira. We got Shot Girls, Bud Light Girls, and we'll be there too. And it's ladies' night because they pay no cover, but the men pay $5. We will see you next week, and have a great house show. And come up and say hi. We're out of here.
That's it.